knowledge, my wisdom. It didn't come from school. It came from understanding the earth. It came from understanding the universe. If people knew that the earth or the universe was the only teacher, you know, not quote the book, the education system as we have it, do you think that would make it a greater attraction for people to be drawn to an understanding of the earth?
I think I can't say it more eloquently than you just have. That's the central thrust of what we're trying to say, is that we've only got one planet. We have a great deal that we need to learn about how we're going to be able to survive in it, and rather than relying upon a series of sort of false institutions and false assumptions, we need to come to terms with the way that the planet really operates. Clearly, that part of the environment that is of a most immediate concern to rich and poor people alike are those things that dramatically influence people's health. When you look at something which has high cancer rates, high rates of lung disease and other serious afflictions that flow out from a particular activity, it taps into probably the single strongest wellspring of human concern, which is the concern of parents for their children. And to the extent that we can mobilize around those kinds of issues, I think that it's a great source of strength, both for the environmental movement as a movement and for the social justice aspects of it in particular.